You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The World Cup with William Hill.
The Punt Daily Podcast. Listen at news.williamhill.com, on Audioboom, or subscribe by iTunes or your preferred podcast provider.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the World Cup Daily Podcast from William Hill. And we've got two more round of 16 games coming up on Monday. Brazil take on Mexico before Belgium face off against Japan. We'll find out the identities, of course, of two more of our quarterfinalists from this 2018 World Cup. Plenty to come on the podcast today. First up, myself and Alex Dunn will preview Brazil against Mexico. We'll also later on hear from Sam Norris and Lee Phelps on Belgium against Japan. They'll also be telling us a little bit more about Japan, taking an in-depth look at the country, and the Racing Post sports team as well offer their best bets across the two games. Plenty of action, plenty of drama potentially to come on Monday then, and we'll start off with Brazil against Mexico. Myself and Alex Dunn took a look at this one.
Brazil take on Mexico in a round of 16 clash in the 2018 World Cup, and a bit of a mixed bag for Brazil so far, but they did play very well in their final group stage game against Serbia for the most part. Brazil are odds on in the 90 minutes market, as you might expect. Then 1-2, the draw 3-1. Mexico 6-1, and to qualify, well, Brazil 1-5. Fives on to go through to the quarterfinals. Mexico are 100-30. And yeah, Brazil very short here for a team who it hasn't all been plain sailing so far, in my mind.
No, it hasn't. Are you cold? It's very cold in here. I'm going to turn the heating on. I mean, it's a lovely day outside, and we thought, oh, lovely air-conditioned studio. And we've recorded three previews, and I'm absolutely freezing.
When we first came in here, you said, oh, lovely.
It was.
Referring to the climate.
It's cold now. Yes, Brazil-Mexico is what we're talking about. Hey, it's hot in both those countries most of the time. lovely little link there. Mexico were sort of a buzz team, weren't they, after two games? And it's, I do like it when, this is sort of the nasty side of me, I do like it when a buzz team gets well and truly put in their place, because two games is not enough to judge a side on. But they were good against Germany, and they got the job done against Korea. And yes, they were put in their place by Sweden. That game meant more to the Swedes than it did the Mexicans, I think it's fair to say. But they come up against Brazil here, and Brazil have yet to fully convince me, really. They drew with Switzerland, which is poor. They got past Costa Rica with two very late goals. Yes, they were on top for most of that game, so I can't knock it, but a team with the attacking quality they have, you would expect to break a team down before the 90th minute. And against Serbia, I was more disappointed with Serbia than I was impressed with Brazil. Serbia looked slow.
They played fine.
They were just okay.
They were better than they were against Switzerland. And could that be a sign of a team who are improving through the group stage?
No, you see, I disagree with you, actually. I'd say that in the first half against Switzerland, Serbia were good. The second half, they were appalling. They just took their foot off the gas, and that's what cost them in the tournament in the end.
Yeah.
But Brazil, for me, just are yet to really click. And when they do, it'll be devastating. I do think they'll get through here. I do. But do I want to back them at the short price that they are in the 90 minutes betting? Probably not. So you've got to look for a bit more value. I'd start by looking, and I'll start with, well, I've got two best bets in the game. In fact, no, I've got one. One that's the best, and one that's slightly less good.
Right.
The best is over 2.5 goals at even money. I like both teams to score at 6-5. That's the logic for the over 2.5.
Right.
If that makes sense.
But then why not just take the over 2.5? Because, you know, we know the sort of football that Brazil play. You know, they're probably going to come out and attack here. If they win 3-0, then...
And that is why it's the best bet.
There you go.
Because the logic says, I think Mexico could score here, but I think Brazil will go through. Thus, 2-1 is the minimum scoreline required. Therefore, over 2.5, our both teams to score would land. But it's not a given that Mexico score here. And you wouldn't be surprised if Brazil do score 3 or 4. So almost as a backup if you like. I'd have both on my side, but over 2.5 at even money is the more sensible option, I think. But I do think Mexico will score at some point in this game. They've got enough about them, and Brazil defensively not as strong as they could be. They haven't been weak in the tournament, but they haven't been put under that much pressure, really.
I think Serbia lacked being clinical against them, is what I would say.
Agreed. And they've only conceded the one goal, and that was against the Swiss. But this is a different test. This is the best side that Brazil have faced in the tournament so far. Brazil and both teams to score by a similar token, 5-2. Bigger price, more specific, obviously. But you'd be hard-pushed to say that that doesn't have a chance of landing. I don't think Brazil keep a clean sheet is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So any kind of market that you can get around that, but I do think they will go on to score. So there you are, 6-5 both teams score. Over 2.5 even money, that's the best bet. 5-2 Brazil are both teams to score. They'd be my fantasy in this. I've got Mexico in the sweepstake though. So if I'm wrong on anything, I'd like it to be this game.
That is nice when you've got a team in a sweepstake though, isn't it? Because you can sort of say, oh, well, I'll back the other team as an insurance bet and I'm sorted either way.
Yeah. Be nice to see them do well, but I don't think they will. I think they'll put up a fight, but I think Brazil will get there. And I think Brazil are one of those sides that we could just see warming up as the tournament goes on. I don't particularly like them. I don't like some of their players. I really don't like Neymar. But I love Coutinho. I think he is an absolute genius. And he's had a great World Cup so far. So maybe look at him anytime because he's slightly bigger than the other player. I mean, Gabriel Jesus is in there, I think 11-8 anytime. And hasn't scored a goal in the competition yet. Whereas Coutinho has, he's got a couple.
And he's 7-4.
Yeah, just a little bit bigger. Something to look at anyway. But best bet for me, over 2.5 goals, even money.
Over 2.5 goals then for Alex Stan as Brazil take on Mexico in the round of 16 in Russia.
If you're betting on the World Cup on mobile, don't forget to get your bet boost. They're available on every match of the tournament. Just touch boost on your bet slip and the price will get bigger.
The thoughts there of Alex Stan on Brazil against Mexico then. But I wonder what the Racing Post sports team think. They've also been taking a look at the match and they're going to recommend their best bets.
Hi there, welcome along to another Racing Post World Cup betting preview. We are looking at the tournament favourites, Brazil, who take on Mexico on Monday afternoon at 3 p.m. Brazil, very short favourites. Mark Langdon, would you expect them to brush Mexico aside?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm going to go for Brazil to win by more than one goal, to cover the one goal handicap. I think we've seen in the last couple of matches that when you give Brazil space, that's when they can absolutely destroy you. So if they get in front, Mexico push on, the likes of Neymar, Coutinho can definitely find the gaps. And Mexico have gone out in the round of 16 in every World Cup since they were allowed back into the competition after their ban at Italia 90.
Mark thinks that Mexico will choke. What do you think, Dan Charles?
Yeah, I think they could cause Brazil problems. I think this could be a draw and head into extra time. I think Mexico, I can't get that first 45 minutes against Germany out of my head. Against the better teams, they played so well in that game. Big threat on the counter-attack with Lozano, Hernandez and Vela. I think they'll cause Brazil problems. The draw for me.
Thank you, lads. More great World Cup betting tips very soon.
That was the Racing Post sports team on Brazil against Mexico. We now move our attention to take a look at the late game coming up on Monday as Belgium face off against Japan. Belgium, of course, who beat England in their final group stage game. They now face Japan in their first knockout game of the competition. And speaking of Japan, Lee Phelps is now going to tell us a little bit more about the country and see if you can find out something about the country you didn't already know.
Welcome to Japan, where you may find raw horse meat being served for dinner. It's called sakura or sakura niku. There are four different writing systems in Japan: Romaji, Katakana, Hiragana and Kanji. The two most popular sports are sumo and baseball. And finally, if you go to your Japanese host's home, you may be asked to wear bathroom slippers when you use the toilet. It's just so you don't contaminate the rest of the house.
On Japan then, but turning our attention to the game itself, I wonder what their chances are as they take on Belgium in this round of 16 clash. We'll find out now the best bets of the Racing Post sports team.
Welcome along to another Racing Post World Cup betting special. I'm Bruce Millington, joined by Mark Langdon and Dan Childs, looking ahead to Belgium versus Japan. This is one of the more one-sided round of 16 ties, according to the betting. Mark, are Belgium in a position to justify their short favouritism?
Yeah, I would have thought so. Won't be backing them on the 90-minute market. Maybe Romelu Lukaku, though, can justify favouritism in the first goal-scorer market. I mean, what do we know about Lukaku? Flat-track bully. Already got two against Panama. He got two against Tunisia. Japan are not that much better than those two. Lukaku to once again fill his boots.
Belgium for you, Dan Charles?
Absolutely. I think Japan are the worst team in the round of 16. Belgium are potential tournament winners. I think there's a huge gap in class. Kevin De Bruyne, Hazard and Lukaku all back nice and fresh. Belgium to win 2-0. I can't see Japan scoring.
More great tips from the lads soon.
The World Cup with William Hill.
We're live for every second of the tournament with in-place stats, best bets and updates from our World Cup reporters. Listen and bet at williamhill.com or on the app.
The World Cup on InPlay Radio.
The best bets of the Racing Post sports team as Belgium take on Japan in the round of 16 in the 2018 World Cup on Monday. But now Sam Norris and Lee Phelps are going to be taking a little bit of a longer look at the game, and I wonder how they see this one going. Let's find out.
William Hill customers is getting more every day of the World Cup. Your odds are available on every World Cup match. So join over 450,000 Your Odds customers and get on the markets that everyone's talking about. More choice, more control. William Hill, this is more.
Belgium have got such strength in depth coming back into this game. I looked at the bench, Sam, against England, and the camera kept panning past Eden Hazard, Romelu Lukaku and Kevin De Bruyne. I used to think, wow, how are these not a shorter price to actually win the World Cup? We know they're a collection of individuals, etc, etc. They've got Japan next up. 2-5 Belgium as we record this. 7-2 the draw. Japanese are 13-2. Japan actually lower in the world rankings than Panama were, who were obviously in Belgium's group and got an absolute pasting from Belgium in the end. 2-5 short, but is it justified, do you think?
Massively so. This is an absolute plum draw for Belgium in terms of the round of 16. Obviously, much has been talked about what was the best way to progress from Group G. Many people favouring finishing second in the group, but there's no question that in terms of the round of 16 game, this is the much easier one. Quarterfinals and semifinals, maybe not, but this is a really, really presentable opportunity for Belgium. And what, as you say, there is a bit of a golden generation for them, really. They've got an absolute raft of talent, and I think Eden Hazard made the point pre-tournament that they're all around 26, 27 now. It's players in their prime, and they really need to do something at a tournament now-ish. A bit of a disappointment in the Euros, but a massive disappointment really, given the players at their disposal to be knocked out of the tournament by Wales. So they'll be absolutely desperate for a deep run at this tournament, and I'm not saying it's now or never for this group of players, but over the next few tournaments, last Euros, the next Euros, this World Cup, maybe the World Cup after that, they need to be making full use of this very, very talented team of individuals. And they've looked fairly faultless thus far. I mean, conceding a couple of goals to Tunisia was a bit sloppy, but the game was in safekeeping for the absolute majority. Scoring 9 goals in the group was a positive, one of the highest scoring teams in the group stages. Yes, Panama and Tunisia aren't all that, but they looked pretty professional when brushing those two aside. And even the B team saw off England's B team in the final group game as well, which I think was a positive. So a lot of people suggesting that maybe there isn't loads of strength in depth to this Belgium side. I know a lot of people, I think Dan Childs of the Racing Post actually pointed out that if it was going to be a case of England reserves versus Belgium reserves, England reserves are better than the Belgium reserves, but they actually show they've got a fair bit of strength in depth in this Belgium side, which should obviously stand them in good stead for the rest of the tournament. Not that I think it'll be anything other than the first team put out against Japan. You can only really go for a comfortable Belgian win here. Japan will be over the moon that they've made it this far. It was always going to be a tough group to weigh up, Group H, but Japan were priced up as the outsiders of the four going into the tournament. Yes, things went their way. First group game, when your opponents get a man sent off and you get a penalty in the first 6 minutes of the match, you can't expect the tournament to get off to a much better start for you. But Colombia still had the rest of the game to try and beat Japan, even though they were down to 10 men. And that would have been a real confidence-boosting 2-1 victory for the Japanese against Colombia. Thought they were all right at Senegal, went behind twice in that game, but got the point that they needed. And they took a big risk in the Poland match for me. They played for that 1-0 defeat, and they'd have been in big, big trouble if Senegal had scored a goal against Colombia. So that was a risky strategy, but it paid off. They're in the round of 16, which I think will have massively surpassed their expectations. They can come out and play with any degree of freedom here, but it's going to be nigh on impossible for them to get any change out of Belgium. They've already landed a -1 handicap against Panama and Tunisia comfortably. They landed -2 in both of those games. And as you pointed out, Japan, not too far away from those two in terms of ability. They're a bit more resolute than those two sides, but they're not a great side. And we're getting odds against just for -1, which is 23-20, which I think is a great place to start. -2 is 3-1. Already landed twice in the group stages. The big guns are all firing. Hopefully Romelu Lukaku is going to be fit for the game. Obviously, he missed the England match due to an injury. I'm not sure that the injury is that severe. Obviously, he'll be an absolute positive for them. Coming into the tournament, no one was in better goal-scoring nick than Romelu Lukaku. In all the friendly matches, all the World Cup warm-up games leading up to the tournament, he was in pretty much the best goal-scoring nick of anyone. So he has to be worth a look. 14-5 to score the first goal. It's 10-11 any time, which might not be too bad. Belgium could fill the boots here. We spoke a little bit earlier on another preview about how the round of 16 isn't often goal-filled. It's tense, you know. It's the business end of the tournament, but this could be the exception to the rule this game, and I could see Belgium really getting a hatful here. So again, not too original. I'm on the handicap markets. Minus a goal, 23-20 is a great cornerstone, but I'd have to play -2 as well at 3-1. Japan will be delighted to be here, but I think they'll roll over to Belgium.
Check out all the enhanced odds offers around the goal scorers for Belgium. That might be where you get your extra value. Of course, hashtag your odds as well. If there's a bet that you really fancy, maybe combining a few players to score goals against Japan, or check out the bet boosts. Every World Cup match, click the bet boost button once you've put your bet in your bet slip, and it will get bigger.
William Hill customers are getting more every day of the World Cup. With flash odds, you can get outstanding price enhancements on some of the most popular markets. So don't miss out. More enhancements, more to celebrate. William Hill, this is more.
The thoughts there of Sam and Lee on Belgium against Japan. It's the second of the two games coming up in the World Cup on Monday. That's pretty much all we've got time for on the World Cup Daily Podcast today. Please do join us again tomorrow when we'll be taking a look at the final two round of 16 matches in the World Cup, including England, the Three Lions, back in action as they take on Colombia, looking to get through to the quarterfinals. We'll have all the previews and the best bets tomorrow on the podcast. Please do join us then.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.